The impressions of day one in the Buccaneers uniform.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's great. You know, it's a blessing to be here. So just trying to show the coaches, you know, a little something.
So. Obviously, you got a lot of time before, you know, training camp and you'll have some OTA stuff. What are you hoping to get out of this weekend?
Just, you know, taking the install, you know, one step at a time. Just trying to learn the offense, get a feel for everything and the other rookies around me.
What's his playbook like compared to the one you had at USC?
Oh, yeah, it's a lot bigger. You know, we put in a lot of plays, you know, for day one. So back at SC, you know, we're going like 2-3 plays at a time. So, yeah, it's definitely more fast-paced, but that's what we expected. So it's good.
Ronald, you got on the field a lot as a freshman. As a second-round pick, you're going to see your shot of playing time here, but what's the key to getting more carries and being that feature back guy that you want to be so early on in your career?
Yeah, I think the key is, you know, again, just showing the coaches, you know, that I can learn quick, adjust on the fly, and then just making plays when I get the opportunity.
You know, they didn't use you a lot as a receiver, but you catch the ball very well out here. Is that an element that you'd hope in the NFL you'd probably use a little bit more?
Most definitely, yeah, just being a complete back, like you said, catching out of the backfield. So just, yeah, working on that, progressing, just make my game overall better.
Is that something you look forward to, catching more passes?
Oh, most definitely, yeah, because as a running back, you're not always going to be in space. So if you're out there, you know, on the perimeter, you get a lot more opportunities to, you know, take it to the house. So, yeah, just being all around back.
You always hear about rookies that the biggest adjustment that running backs have is protections and blitz pickup and things like that. Where are you at right now with that?
I think right now I'm just, you know, still identifying, you know, based on the schemes that we're running and things like that. So, yeah, once we put the pads on, we'll really see. But I think right now I'm doing pretty well.
And how much of that did you actually have to do in college?
We did a fair amount. Yeah, we had a lot of, you know, 6-man, 7-man slide protection. So just learning the signals and how we call it here. So.
Obviously, you worked so hard to get to this point in the NFL. What was it like walking through this door for the first time?
Oh, it was great. You know, as soon as I walked out, you know, the sun, the humidity hit me like everybody said it would. But, you know, it's everything that I've asked for. You know, I'm extremely blessed to be here, and I'm just ready to make the most of it.
You know, this isn't humid yet.
Oh, this isn't?
This is dry.
Oh.
You haven't hit it yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got spoiled out in California, so.
Yeah. You saw some heat out there, though.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, but this is more like Houston, so.
The training camp is going to feel more like a steam sauna.
For real?
Yes.
Okay, that's good to know.
And lots of bugs.
Got it. Bugs.
At Southern Cal, there was a tradition that running backs would carry at least 40 yards. Was that still the case when you were there?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Yeah, my coaches, T-Rob and Dylan McCullough, they always make us finish. So just trying to translate that, you know, out here.
You carry it high and tight all the time. Mm-hmm. That's a just basically you got to do it, right?
Yeah. Like my pop said, you don't always got to hold on to the baby. So without the baby, you can't do nothing. So, yeah, you got to hold on to that.
You're part of the group that got welcomed by Jameis and seen him at the front door?
No, I haven't met him yet, but, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I seen OJ out there, but, yeah, I haven't met Jameis yet.
I know you're just getting to know a lot of these guys, but how impactful do you think that this class can be, this rookie class for the Bucs?
I think it'd be great. You know, we had 3 second-round picks. You know, obviously Vita played against him. And, yeah, we just addressed positions that we needed and that the staff thought they needed. So, yeah, we all going to come in and do our parts.
There's been a guy almost every year that have come out of the rookie group that have been free agents that didn't get drafted. Is you surprised the talent level that you see with these guys that weren't in the draft?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, a lot of guys, you know, get overlooked and things like that. But, yeah, you can see it, like you said, out here on the field, guys from all over the school, you know, FCS schools and things like that just making plays. So, you know, everybody's talented at this level.
It's been a process. But when you get here and put on the NFL uniform and the helmet, and is it different for you? Was today a big day?
Yeah, it was different. You know, just first time feeling lost again, you know, not knowing from period to period, you know, feeling like a freshman again. So I just got to get acclimated and then I go from there.
What was it like personally, just like put on that uniform for the first time?
Oh, it felt great, man. You know, they got the label on it, got the logo. So, yeah, that's see, we didn't get the logo, you know, going in. So it's good to have, you know, the stripe on me and, yeah, you know, just trying to be that NFL player.
I mean, would you think to yourself, hey, I finally arrived? This is something you worked for years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't arrived yet, but, yeah, this is, yeah, it's still a work in progress.
How do the facilities compare to USC?
Oh, yeah, this thing is amazing. You know, SC is nice, too, but, yeah, this is all dedicated to football. So, you know, at SC we were centering with soccer and basketball and all those things. So, yeah, the facilities off the chain.
Now, Jameis, when he was first drafted, his first big purchase was a recliner chair for his grandmother.
Uh-oh.
Because she has diabetes. So, what about you? What's going to be your first big purchase? Or did you already
make
it?
That's a good question. I haven't made it yet, but I'll probably look to get my grandmother a car as well. She's been driving.
A car? Oh, no, this was a chair.
Oh, a chair.
You're talking about a car.
Oh,
okay.
Well, yeah, I still got to think about that.
When you think about your rookie year and impacting this team or in this league, do you have goals you set? I mean, a lot of running backs come in and they hit it right away. You know, is that sort of what you want to do? Is do you know how much rookie of the year? Are there things that you have in mind that you want to accomplish?
Yes, sir, definitely coming in and, you know, hitting it right off the bat, like you said. So, yeah, rookie of the year, things like that, taking the team, you know, to the next level, winning the division, sure. And ultimately going deep in the playoffs. So, just making that spark.
And your position can do that, right? Because if you touch it 20 times a game, yeah. You impact it, right?
Yes, sir.